So O'Connor, the left back, number 17, puts the hand up, gives the signal, and left footed, whoops it into the Derry 18 yard box. It's high. Peter Cherry comes across, makes a bundle of it. He just bundles it away, and then it's played into the net by Olowu, Joseph Olowu, who had made a forward run with an easy opportunity. After 2.5 minutes, makes it Derry City 0, Cork City 1. Scott fluffs it to Spondy, Jack Malone, Malone back to Figuera. Figuera wraps his foot around it.
Yes, it's
bundled on by Mitty over the touchline. Derry City 1, Cork City 1. Great bit of play there by Jack Malone following an hour keeper mistake from McNulty. So Derry level through Mitty. I think Mitty got the last
trying
touch.
To get his foot around it.
Mitty with a shot, and then it's going to be bundled over by Adam Hamill. Adam Hamill gets the final touch on it. A mistake again by McNulty. Brilliant but a play by the Derry centre forward Mitty. Ibrahim Mitty making a nuisance of himself. And it's Derry City 2, Cork City 1. Stephen Mann just couldn't quite pull the trigger, but Akintunde's got the ball back for Derry City. Akintunde with the shot! Akintunde with the goal! Derry City 3, Cork City 1, right at the death. The 5 minutes are just up. There was literally about 5 or 10 seconds remaining. Akintunde gets his just reward.
Well, Kevin, describe that game.
Good, Paggy. I thought we were good. Really exciting. Front foot football. What we've been here and knowing they do is get the team playing the front foot. We felt in the last couple of games when we went in front, we've subconsciously tried to hold on to them lead. So we've tried to correct that. Tonight we went behind, and we showed great character. They believe in ourselves at half time. Sat in that dressing room and I felt the belief in the players that they were going to go out and get back into the game, and they done that. And listen, we were a wee bit jittery at 2-1, but that's subconsciously we giving away a couple of goal leads in the last two games, so done brilliant. Then they go up and get the third, so delighted with 3 points, as are all the players.
Did you think at one stage, you know, Ibrahim hitting the bar, Walter shaving the bar, did you think, is this going to be one of those nights again?
No, I didn't, to be honest, Paggy. I felt that they were tiring at the end of the first half. I could sense it. They were sat in around their box. We were getting a lot of possession up around their defensive third. And I felt if we came out with a belief that they showed, we get back in the game, and it happened quite quick. So we just got it. We got the ball back and went for the second. And then Peter's made a great save at 2-1, to be honest. And it digs us out and gives us a lift again. And we managed to go up the other end and get the third. So we don't want to get too jittery and too high, and it's 3 points, we move on. It's going to be a sprint in this here league campaign now, so dust ourselves off, 3 points, we move on and try and go again.
Of course, Adam Hamm made his full debut tonight, and deserved it. He played well.
It's excellent to watch. He'll get fitter. Adam's only 32. No, he is a player that's played at a very, very good level in England. We're delighted to have him here. He's been great with the rest of the lads. We felt that we needed a wee bit of magic in the final third. He's definitely showing that. And he's a great man. He'll keep his head down, he'll keep grounded, and he'll look to push on. He knows he can get better. He believes he will, and he believes he can help this group right to the end of the season, and who knows beyond.
Of course, took Walter Figueroa off. Seeing Joe Thompson signaling to the bench, was it a precaution to take him off? Was he injured? Or
yeah, all we've said, with such a long lockdown period and people coming back and going right after games, and the intensity we play with, we just say, lads, we have a good enough player sitting on the bench, and whenever if you're done, get your hand up, because we don't want that to cost us 3 points. So great from Walter, he took responsibility, he's feeling his hamstrings tighten up, so he came out and we made a like for like sub, and Stephen Mallon, so we've got strength and depth back. We just want them to believe in themselves and really kick going, because there's some good players here, and we're looking forward to pushing on.
James Akintunde came on and made a big difference.
Listen, that's what he does, and that's what we want. We want to be sat off our seats as well as you, and all. And I felt he'd done that. I had a good chat with him after the game there. Cracking lad, and he's unfortunately he's had a wee toe injury that's kept him out for the last week, 10 days, but he's put himself forward in Shamrock Rovers game when he wasn't fully fit now, but he's getting there now, and we used him right tonight, and he came on and got us in the front foot right at the time where we needed it.
Of course, up next now, Kevin, a trip to in Europe. Big game come Tuesday night. It's just time now to relax, dust yourselves down, and
that's it.
Prepare.
There's 7 or 8 boys that will come on and do a training session here in the Brandywell tomorrow, and the rest will get massages, and then we've got a long video day tomorrow. We've got to watch this team. Me and Declan's watched them quite a bit, but this game is our sole focus. We're dipping between this and this in the Lithuania game, so we're looking forward to the Rotaria game, and we'll have the players as best prepared as we can, and I feel after that one the players will be really looking forward to it. So a lot of preparation to go, and as I say, we look forward to it. That's all we can do. It's a great honour for anyone to play in Europe, and I've been fortunate enough that I've been involved with this great club for quite a number of games in Europe, so I'll be passing a message on, especially to get through a round, and that's what we'll be trying.
Of course, there's a lot of players there that never experienced Europe, and of course they'll be looking at, like, to yourself, Declan, yeah, Paddy, and that, who've all been there, to give them a wee bit of guidance to him.
Absolutely, hey, and I think it's a real togetherness as a group, as a staff and squad, and pass on our experience is the only way you can come out in the right end of the result. If people's going out there with nerves and anxiety and not knowing, that goes out the window. It's 11 men against 11 men, and you see me our bench tonight, we can mix subs. They go after the game at any stage, so we'll be showing them where they're very good, and we'll be believing that we can get at them ourselves, because that's the way we go about it. That's the way we go about our style and management and coaching. We back our players, and we'll be going out they put on a count to ourselves, and hopefully it'll be good enough to get us three.
Of course, back to tonight's result, Kevin. You're sitting up at fifth, but you could have been down a second. It's one of those ones, you know.
Very tight league we're in. As you've seen, Paddy, most teams can, you wouldn't know from one week to another who's going to cause an upset, but we have to get a bit of consistency now. That's 4 points from six, disappointing point there against Shelburne, leading against Shamrock Rovers here, and managed to come out of the game with no points. So you look at it and reflect, probably should have more points than we do, but that's the past now, and so is that tonight. It's 3 points, it moves us up a table a wee bit, but we have to put consistency into our game now, and as I say, with attacking players we have now at the minute, and keep getting them fitter, we'll believe that we can climb this table and challenge at the up round we're in the top four area. That's always this club's target, and that's always our target as a staff, but we have to realise it's a sprint. We need to keep consistency in our play.
Thank you, Kim.
No bar.